Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. And today I can kind of finally take a step back and say that there haven't been any progress made by the Russians these past 24 hours at least. All of their advances have now, well, stopped. They're still trying to move forward and fight, but this is the first day when I can't just end my optimistic notes about, you know, how they're making slow progress. No. Today, finally, there was no progress. And that is good. One thing that they managed to do, sort of, is to attack a TV tower in Rivne, which is closer to the western Ukraine than I might enjoy. And 19 people died, including 9 civilians there, but the attack was beaten back, which is great. But, well, I think we still have to figure out how everything is going, and more people are starting to think that Ukraine might withstand this, which could be the case, because nobody really knows how many resources Russia actually has. I mean, it has a lot of resources on paper, but how many of all the resources are out there available? The current message of the day was the interest of China in this whole situation, since, well, no one really understands what China is going to do. On one hand, yes, Beijing is the closest ally the Kremlin has, sort of-ish, because again, it's all sort of-ish. At the same time, they've also decided to, you know, stay somewhat on the edge here and be neutral. Joe Biden today stated that if China would support Russia, then, well, China would have to face some consequences. However, both China and Russia deny that Russia has asked China for help. Probably has, but we don't know for sure. However, I'm really curious about what's going to happen with all this China situation, since, well, if Russians are pulling in Syrians to fight, then less things happen in Syria. I still don't know what's up in Azerbaijan, but we still, you know, the hours haven't passed yet, so we don't know yet. I'm following on that. That's on my clock. And I have a talk tomorrow with Daryl from Martyr Made Podcast about this. We organized this to have it at about 7 p.m. my time, so that's nice. But this Chinese support is super relevant since, according to all the reports that I've been reading, Russia is trying to amass such a huge force in Kiev to finally break the city. And seeing that Mariupol has been basically leveled, and Kharkov as well, I'm afraid of what would happen with Kiev in case of a full-scale assault. One thing, though, is that Russia seems to have been running out of the Iskander missiles, their famous big ones. So now they're using various other means of bombing which are not as precise, which causes them to basically just start bombing more civilians. And about Mariupol again, yeah, they bombed a building, a theater, where 1,200 refugees were hiding in, 1,200 people trying to escape this war, and it was totally blown apart. However, what turned out is that apparently everyone there managed to survive. They were buried below the rubble. However, in the end, thankfully, I don't have to report more casualties of women and children again. All this weirdness with Russia and its situation has been also causing ripples. One of the news that I found interesting this morning was the fact that in Turkey, a lot of hotel owners, and this comes from turprom.ru, a Russian site, mind you, that Russian tourists that decided to stay for far longer than the original tours, yeah, they have been now evicted on the street. Since, as it turned out, a lot of them don't have money to pay for the bills. They just decided to stay until this is over, and now they have to figure out what to do because they can't get back to Russia. And, well, it's a bit of a mess. And I can understand why they don't want to get back to Russia, because Putin managed to give a new speech, basically, and Well, an excerpt from it was posted on Stalin Gulag, one of the Telegram channels, which I translated, and I don't know, with this situation, oh boy, it just seems that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better, and if China does help Russia, then either Russia will have enough forces to overwhelm Kyiv, or it'll just prolong the suffering of Russia. From Putin's speech yesterday, Russian people know how to differentiate between patriots and traitors. Such a purge of society will only make the country stronger. The West is betting on the fifth column in Russia, trying to divide the society. Now, I don't judge those who have a villa in Miami, who love foie gras, but there are those who want to be in the higher caste of people, sit in the West, but you know, they're just being used. This is chilling, but let me continue. Kremlin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, commented on Putin's speech, quote, "In times like these, a lot of people show their essence. And many people show themselves as, speaking in plain Russian, traitors. They'll disappear from our lives by ourselves. Someone leaves their post, someone withdraws from active public life, some leave the country and migrate elsewhere. This is how the purge is happening on its own. Or cleansing, if you wish, but yeah. This is a bit strange, because apparently after that case with the lady who went on the TV to show their show her support for peace and who called Russians propaganda what it was, something's tumbling around there, seriously. One of the Russian privately owned banks, Tinkoff Bank, by the way, also shows this weirdness happening in Russia, where it appears to be way stronger than it used to be since, well, MasterCard and Visa were blocked. So now people are trying to exchange their cards for ones based in the Russian system called Mir, or, ironically enough, Peace, or World, if you wish. It's basically either one or the other. And Tinkoff Bank has responded with saying that they don't do plastic cards anymore. They can only do virtual cards, since they have literally run out of plastic. And you know what? If you look at this from this perspective, then another great quote of today is made by Russian Gosduma deputy Kazbek Taysayev. He represents the Communist Party, and he yesterday stated that, quote, "North Korea is the beacon of genuine socialism for the whole world. North Koreans have managed to save socialism in their country, which sadly hasn't been done by most socialist countries." And this goes on the backdrop of the 18th of March celebrations with the Crimean reunification with Russia, which will be held in many cities, and the local people who work for the government, such as policemen, teachers, and military personnel inside Russia, they'll be quite much forced to attend. The civilians and everyone else will be enticed by, then this is serious, being handed out free buckwheat porridge, and at least in some cities they will be able to go to a demonstration concert. These news about the celebration event popped up on my feed because of some warnings, since I follow some flight pattern Twitter channels, and since, well, I have friends here in Latvia, hi Joe Horgan, you're amazing, who follow them as well. It at one point seemed that Russia had taken the generals from Moscow to over the Ural Mountains. However, well, some people stated it was only training, others stated it was because of the celebration, because they were moved to the places where they're going to go and show off how awesome and cool they are. But I can definitely state that this is 99% not a nuclear war thing going on. I don't think that could happen, since after all this military might that Russia had on paper, and after everyone predicted that even after stalling it would still amass enough power and do something. Yeah, it doesn't seem so. It doesn't really seem so. It's just so weird. In the meantime, well, all of us here are probably still doing the thing that I've learned from Dan Carlin, which is calling legislating under the influence, because my government is now banning and making it illegal to basically, they're blocking Russian propaganda sites, including Igor Girkin's one, which I've been using to give you some analysis. So, yeah, I understand where they're coming from and what they're doing, like with RT and everything. However, that really makes my job way more difficult. So, I'd like to say special thanks to ExpressVPN once again for their support, because they just gave me free VPN. So, if I read Russian news sites, I can be legally sitting in Serbia, which is pretty good. So, things are going to continue, but I'm just afraid that we might take in way more people than, you know, we can be making way more stupid laws like this than we had before. But Russia is really, I think, turning into world's next North Korea, which would be both economically and politically. Another thing, continuing with the previous affair with the FSB people, Hristo Groziev, a journalist which I have quoted before, which has been proven to be a reliable source, he and other sources report that a deputy chief of Russia's Rosgvardia, which is a unit of Russian Interior Army, which has had tremendous losses in Ukraine, their general Roman Gavrilov has been detained by the FSB. And he had also previously worked in Putin's security service, FSO. Another report is that the human rights lawyer, Daniel Berman, stated that, quote, state investigators in Moscow have been told tacitly to wrap up all their economic crimes cases ASAP, because next month they'll be inundated with new cases against various traitors. Together with everything else going on there, soon it seems that as the war in Ukraine stops going in Putin's favor, it's going to be a new 1937 or something, at least for a while. On one hand, I still believe it'll all end with Russia breaking apart eventually, but this just once again proves that for us to have world peace actually for prolonged periods of time, and to maybe put this global unity on some better scales, Putin has to go. There is no way back for Putin anymore. And that alone also makes me worried. But carrying on with all this situation, recording a bigger analytical episode, that's received a slight pushback since, I have that interview tomorrow with Daryl, and I hope that we'll get to publish it, and it's going to be pretty good. That's it for today. We have to keep on more lookouts. We have to look out more and stare more at Russia, because, oh boy, if that goes out of hand and if China decides to help, then more and more persecutions of innocent people will happen, and the bombings will continue, and not even until morale improves, but until it shatters completely. Happiness is mandatory. До свидания, товарищи. And remember, enjoy the show, and don't fall for disinformation. And if you want to, you can support the show by becoming our patron, or just clicking the donate button on our homepage, theeasternborder.lv. And obviously, if you have any spare cash, donate it to Ukrainian charities. До свидания.